Okay, we tried to learn Ruach Chaim. Ruach Chaim is Rav Chaim Volozhin, his sefer on Pirkei Avos. We're not sure if he set out to write a sefer on Pirkei Avos, or he looked for a launching pad for certain ideas that he wanted to discuss. You'll see that he sometimes speaks a little esoterically. The idea of Sifrei, what we call Sifrei Machshava, as opposed to Sifrei Musar, or Veritloch, is a Sefer HaMachshava, is a Sefer that seeks to understand the way the Rabbeinu Shlalom runs the spiritual world. It doesn't come out and tell you Musar, do this and that, but it seeks to explain the way the Seder HaBriya, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs things. And Ruach Chaim starts with Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Lo'olam Haba. That's not part of Pirkei Avos, but traditionally said as an introduction to Pirkei Avos, that every Jew has a chelek in Olam Haba, Shenemar, Va'ameh Kulam Tzadikim, Lo'olam Yirshu Aretz, your people are all righteous, forever they'll inherit the land, Netzer Matoi, a branch of my planting, Ma'aseh Yadai L'his Poer, the work of my hands with which God says he's proud. Now this idea that every year has a chelek in Olam Haba, I guess the simple meaning is it's just given. God gives everyone a chelek in Olam Haba. Chaim Volozhin tries to explain the method by which every yid has a chelek in Olam Haba. Now, a guy can also have a chelek in Olam Haba. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that Nachri Shalama Torah Hariyu Kekayin Gadol. A guy learns Torah could also be Zaycha. So, what is it that's special about Klal Yisrael? That Klal Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Olam Haba. So, let's learn the first idea that Rav Chaim Volozhin brings. Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek Olam Haba. Hine Yodua. Ki Be'ez Yale Al Royoinei Ish Lasis Mitzvah. When a person sets out, he makes a decision to do a mitzvah, Nase Rishumai Lamaila U'misayrir Olav Or Makif Me'a Kedusha. When a person decides to do a mitzvah, it awakens in heaven what's called the Or Makif. Or Makif Mekedusha is an expression, a common expression, about literally a light that surrounds a person, not only when he does the mitzvah, but when he prepares to do a mitzvah. V'seichech be'evrosai, v'odam bitavach, and this Or Makif surrounds a person, the person is in center, v'hu loy la'ezer u'lasad l'gaimra, and this Or Makif that a person has, and we'll have to try to explain what that means, helps a person perform the mitzvah, to complete it. The idea of Or HaMakif is an idea of Gan Eden, v'akedusha malav shosai, and the kedusha is his clothes him, v'ayde gemara mitzvah yoseh mischazek halavush, and by doing the mitzvah it gets even stronger, umeyer, v'or mistalek achakach l'Gan Eden, zel schorei lo'asid. Let me explain as best I can what this means. Is an idea of Adam before the Chait and Adam after the Chait. The expression that's used is that Adam before the Chait had a Yetzirah that was outside of him, and Adam after the Chait had a Yetzirah that was part of the person. That's an expression that's used, and it's very difficult to understand. What does it mean, Yetzirah is outside of you? Yetzirah is inside of you? What exactly does it mean? So the way this is explained is that Adam before the Chait instinctively did good. He instinctively did a good thing. The human body instinctively does what it's supposed to do. When mouth is... let me explain. When food is put into a person's mouth, instinctively he chews. No one teaches a baby that you stick the food in the baby's mouth and then you teach him whether it is to swallow, to chew, whatever it is. Swallowing is a reflex. A reflex means it's the instinct of the person to do it. No one teaches a person's lungs to expand and to put oxygen into the blood. It's instinctive in the body. You give a baby food, so the baby sticks the food in its mouth, or whatever you give the baby, sticks it in his mouth. Why don't you stick it in his ears? Well, sometimes they do. But instinctively, they stick it in their mouth. Because there's a certain instinct of chius that exists in the person. So Adam began Eden is an idea of a person instinctively doing good. That doesn't mean he can't do bad. It just means that the instinct of the person is to do the right thing. We talk about an Ora Makif Mikadusha, Vu, it's a can of Gan Eden. It means that when a person is doing a mitzvah and he's Zaycha, he does it properly, he has the Ora Makif, which he calls the Adam Kaidam Echet. He has the instinct to do it. There's a certain satisfaction a person has when he does a mitzvah. And during the time a person is doing the mitzvah, he has that instinct, that desire, that natural desire to want to do the thing that's right. It's hard to set out to do what's right. But once a person is doing what's right, typically it drives a person. So that goodness drives a person. It gives a person a certain drive. Now, that goodness, he goes on to explain, so that moment of Ke'en Gan Eden, that remains. It goes up to the bank account in Shemayim, and that remains for him, La'asid. That remains for him always. And the same, the reverse, they avoid Mistabik Bay, so when Aveira that sticks to him, Savi Vaisekayacha Rakanal. And if there's Maisa, whatever influence of Ra he had when he did an Aveira, that goes to Gehenim, who moved on me Akdusha. People dig themselves a deep Gehenim. And therefore, a person who struggles with his Yetzirah wants to fight it, has to train himself to instinctively do mitzvah. Doing mitzvah is what helps a person. Now here, he's saying that Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelak Olam Haba. The Chelak Olam Haba is that when a person does a mitzvah ma'isi, which only Klal Yisrael have, the Sheva mitzvahs for Neinayach are all mitzvahs that are Sheval Tas. When a person does a mitzvah ma'isi, that influences him to have the goodness to be part of him. And to the degree that a person is that way, that moment, that kayach, that ora makif, that gets put away in the bank, and that's his Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelak L'Olam Haba. L'Olam Haba is a place where everything is clear, where there's clarity, and everything is clear to a person. So this is his idea of Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelak L'Olam Haba, that a Yid, Kol Yisrael, people do Averis, they do mitzvahs too, Malay mitzvahs karimai. And a person, when he's into doing a mitzvah, puts that away forever, and that remains his Chelak in L'Olam Haba.
So how would that deal with the people that didn't have a Chelak because of,
there are yidden that could lose a chelak in Olam Haba. The Gemara says someone who has charata could erase, nothing erases a mitzvah except regret. If a person is tayal rishaynais, so then he can erase a mitzvah schus he had. But someone who just becomes a rasha later, he doesn't regret his mitzvahs, has mitzvahs.
But the Gemara cites four people.
Gemara says seven people, four kings and three head yaitis who have no chelak in Haba. That's pretty good. There are quite a few Jews around.
But they didn't express
that. Seven, actually, only six of them are Jews. One of them is Bilam. Now, they, because they were Tayala Rishainis, they caused people to do Averis, or Machti others. So this is the idea. The idea is that when a person does a mitzvah, he has to plug in to the sense of goodness that he has. Now,
that a person is doing a mitzvah, it's like he goes back to Adam Rishon before the Chait.
He's zeicha to moments of what we call the Or HaMakif, of this clarity in doing what's right. And he doesn't even say when he starts the mitzvah, he says when he decides to do the mitzvah, just the decision alone it gives him that Or HaMakif, and that protects the person when he's doing it. The Gemara says, someone says, it feels like doing an Averi, say Kriya Shema. Hopefully the saying of Kriya Shema will do it. Now the question was, Adam sinned in Gan Eden. So Rabbi Saul Salanter in his Igeres HaMusar says something without which it's hard to understand Rabbi Chaim Volozhin's Hemshech here. Rabbi Saul Salanter says that you find in the writings of Kadmonim two images of the Yetzer Hara. What's a Yetzer Hara? What exactly is it? So one image is an evil angel. Ra, a kayach, a malach, that's evil, that wants a person to do bad. There are others that portray the Yetzer Hara as being the taivus of a person. A person's desires he has to be lazy, to seek kina, taiv, and kavod, which is within the person. And there are different expressions that say one or the other. There are expressions, like he'll bring later, that the Yetzer Hara is the same as the Satan in the Malach HaMavos, which means the Yetzer Hara is an angel, is an evil angel, an idea of doing evil. And then there's the Yetzer Hara, which is the taiva that a person has, the desire. Taivas bring a person away from Avodas Hashem. So Rav Salanter says that they're both true. There are two Yetzer Haras. There's the Yetzer Hara of Ra, and the Yetzer Hara, he brings Rayas. In the Igeres HaMusar, that both exist. I think in the Siddur Agra, they bring that we say at HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the morning, we say Harchikenu Mi'Yetzer Hara, and we say Chayfas Yitzreinu L'shtabed Lach. We say two things about the Yetzer Hara. We say Hashem, let the Yetzer Hara go away. That's the Yetzer Hara for evil, for Ra. And then there's Chayfas Yitzreinu L'shtabed Lach, the Taivas that we have. We should use them in the right way to serve HaKadosh Baruch. They're two separate ideas of Yetzer Hara. Now, Adam in Gan Eden had taivas. It was possible to sin. But Ra was not something that enticed him. The idea of the Ra, the Yetzer Hara of straight Ra, didn't entice him. And the idea that when a person does mitzvahs, he can shed a Yetzer Hara, when you're involved in a mitzvah, the Yetzer Hara to be lazy, the Yetzer Hara that's within the person, that's the Taivas HaGuf, is always there. The Yetzer Hara, the idea of a Yetzer Hara that can entice a person to do Ra, that's the Yetzer Hara that when a person is in a mitzvah, he should be able to get rid of. He should be able to get himself rid of. Rav Salanter says, how can you tell which Yetzer Hara it is? So if the Yetzer Hara doesn't really make sense, then it's the Yetzer Hara of Ra. The Yetzer Hara is telling you something which is pleasurable, doesn't answer pleasure. That's the Yetzer Hara of desire. But he says there are people who do things that are just bad. He gives an example. He says, gaiva. There are people who are balei gaiva. But when you want to be, but they don't have a Yetzer Hara to be balei gaiva in their learning. Why don't they, if they're balei gaiva, well, there's some people who do. But the straight out gaiva, which is only in other things, meaningless things, he calls that ra. That's the Yetzer Hara. That's pure ra. There's no, in gaiva, there's nothing in it for a person. Taiva, there's an idea of taiva. Hashem gave pleasure, physical pleasure to people. And I would think that Lashon Hara is not a pleasurable Yetzer Hara. Gemara says that Hashem tells the Nachash that what pleasure do you have in eating dust? The same thing Yetzer Hara, there's no pleasure in Lashon Hara. So there are two types of averis. There are averis that are physical pleasures that people have. And the averis that are averis of straight out ra, pursuing ra. The aver of pursuing ra, he's saying that when a person does mitzvahs, the aramakif, this idea of clarity, can surround the person, and the idea of ra for the sake of ra, it lacks clarity in a person. This is clear. When you look at someone eating, so you know, eating is a taiva. It's a taiva that a person can have, you understand it. The taivas are physical effects in all human beings. But when there's a ra that's not a taiva, when there's a ra that doesn't give a person pleasure, when there's a ra that's just really objectively Yetzer Hara, this malach hamamuna, so that type of a ra is a ra which a person can battle by doing mitzvahs. This ara makif protects a person from that type of ra. So this is the explanation of this idea. I should mention, I have here a Ruach Chaim with a Pirush on the bottom, and it's quoted from one of the Balei Mashav in Eretz Yisrael, this basic idea that I'm telling you. Now what's interesting is that he goes on to explain what the Yetzahara is. He says, "Azeh haderech amru Chazal gedayla tshuva shezdoines nasleik zechuyes." Tshuva is great because averis become mitzvahs. Shenemar b'shuv roshmi rishasai v'asa mishpatet tzedaka aleihem uyichya. The inyan amru aleihem yuvan haderech Chazal ale Yetzahara. Now let's learn what it says here about the Yetzahara, and then I guess next time I'll try to explain it. Tana. Yoreid umase va'ilo umargis. Now tell me I understand this. It says about the Yetzahara, he comes down, he makes people do averis. Then he goes up to the Bez Nishamayla. He says, this guy did averis, punish him. Okay. So what's this idea? Well, what's the idea? The Yetzahara tells you to do an avera. As soon as he gets you to do it, he goes upstairs to the Bez Nishamayla and he says, hey, he did an avera, he's got to get punished. What's the connection between the two? But that's not what the Yetzirah does. He goes upstairs and he says, punish the guy. I'll tell you the way Chaim V'Lozhin learns it. None of us would have learned this way. We would learn that this Yetzirah guy, this Malach, this is talking about the Yetzirah for Ra, he's such a rotten guy that he tells you to do Averis and then he goes in tattletales. I can imagine someone in class gets together with a friend. He says, hey, let's make trouble. And if they didn't make trouble, he goes to the Rebbe and he says, hey, he made trouble. That's the way I would understand it. That's saying he's rotten. It's the same Gemara, but Rashi says it's the same Gemara. Gemara says it's a horror, it's the Satan, huh? And it says there, Tana Yehuda Masa Elamag. That's what it says.
His job is to make somebody do his reporting on his work.
So it's interesting. He says, "Hen emes hayetzahara lechofitz be'ela shishmula." He says the Yetzirah doesn't want you to listen to him. Funny. So I'll tell you what he says, and I'll get to it next time. He says that all Ra has to be connected to some sort of good, or else it can't exist. Rabbi tell me, I have to connect it to good. So which good is he going to choose? So the Yetzahara says, Yerid Omasi, makes people do Averis. And he's Oila Umargis, upstairs, he's doing a good thing. He's telling God, get rid of the Rasham. There's a Rasha down there. He's learning that the Oilo Umase is the Yetzahara dresses himself up like a tzaddik. And he goes, what?
But it's backwards.
In what way?
Because the good comes after the bad.
It's true.
The good.
It's true. It's true. The bad, in other words, if he needs chiyus, the good should come first. So I'm not sure how to follow through on that. But he says this idea that the Yetzahara, you got to do something good. So he does, well, it's a rotten good, but that's what he does. Nobody doubts that Bechir is a good thing. There's no question. He's doing his job, even when he's convincing people to do Averis. Yeah, well, all right, we'll see this idea next time. There's a Be'er Heitev in Mishnah Berurah. I brought the Mishnah Berurah, but it's late. But the Be'er Heitev says that when somebody's doing Averis, the mitzvahs he does along feed the Sitra Achra. Very often, understand what it is in Halacha Sefer. One thing on Shabbos Sefer. So what does it mean? If I'm busy doing a virus that day, I shouldn't put on tefillin? What does it mean?
The nourishment.
The nourishment. All right, so it's Hashem, I guess, Thursday. We'll do it tonight. I have a wedding tomorrow night, so next time Thursday, I guess. Mm-hmm.